Nigel Ogden here, and joining us on the programme this evening, John B., William Davis and Keith Evans, who starts the ball rolling on the Cavendish 906 electronic, and Mr. Gershwin's Nice Work, if you can get it. Keith Evans, very nice work, and we got it. A busy day for the BBC Theatre Organ today, with its appearance in the Tony Brandon Show this morning, and back with us now in the hands of John B. And incidentally, it was good to hear that the local press in John's hometown of Worcester reacted so magnificently a couple of months ago to the news that he was about to return to the airwaves. Apparently, every time he goes out now, John gets mobbed by all his old fans. In a very mild way, of course. Well, here's the gentleman himself now with some of the most famous melodies from the pen of Irving Berlin, who celebrated his 93rd birthday last month. Thank you. John B. at the BBC Theatre Organ with five Irving Berlin Pops, which I'm sure you recognised. Now, I must admit that something I've never really had the urge to do is to sit down with a piece of manuscript paper and put down some of my own musical ideas. Unlike the Welsh wonder, Keith Evans, who now performs his own boogie beat on the Cavendish 906. Nice one. The Boogie Beat with the composer Keith Evans at the console. Now, do you remember those not-so-long-ago days of Grand Hotel with Reginald Leopold and the Palm Court Orchestra? Well, I'm sure many of you do, so just to bring back the memories for a few minutes, here's John B's Palm Court medley played on the BBC Theatre Organ. Thank you. Palm Court signature tune, Roses from the South, followed by Voices of Spring and Tales from the Vienna Woods from John B. at the BBC Theatre Organ. Well, before our last item, let me pass on the concert information I have to hand for next Sunday the 14th. Firstly, at the Cecil Theatre Hull at 11 a.m, Armsby Bancroft. At 2:30 p.m, Ron Curtis at the Scala Theatre Rotherham and George Blackmore at the Davenport Theatre Stockport. And also next Sunday afternoon, the reopening of the Cleveland Organ Society Wurlitzer in the James Finnegan Municipal Hall, Fabian Road, Eston, with a concert by Ernest Broadbent, again at 2:30. And finally this afternoon, here's the incomparable William Davis on the Technics U60 electronic to bewitch and bewilder us, but hopefully not to bother us. Bill Davis and his one-man orchestra, namely the Technics U60 Electronic and Bewitched, Bothered and Bewildered. And that's it, folks, for another week. Thanks a lot for joining me this afternoon. Hope you've enjoyed the music and that you'll be back for more at the same time next week. My thanks, as always, to producer Peter Pilbeam. And until we meet again, enjoy the sunshine if you happen to have any in your part of the world. And from me, Nigel Ogden, bye for now.